Today is Daf Chaf Tes. We are on Daf Chaf Tes Amar Aleph, top line. Here we go. So, before we start the top line, I gotta do the bottom line. The bottom line says, Chaf Ches and Beis, it says, Isser Mitzvah. A case of Isser Mitzvah. What's Isser Mitzvah? What does that mean, Isser Mitzvah? What that meant was like this. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and they're married to two sisters. Right? Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. The problem is, let's say Reuven's wife Rachel is usher to Shimon on a Darais, on a Darabanan level.
Two brothers and two sisters?
Two brothers and married to two sisters. Reuven's married to Rachel.
Why is it not
Reuven's married to Rachel, Shimon's married to Leah. Right. What's the relationship between, I'm sorry, there's a third brother named Levi.
Oh.
Reuven's wife is usher to Levi as a on a Darabana level.
Right.
Okay? If Reuven and Shimon die and they both fall to Levi, so Midarabana, he can't marry Reuven's wife.
Right.
So do we say that he's allowed to marry Shimon's wife? Like it's a real erva? The answer is no, we don't say that. What do we say? I'm not saying probably at all. Since Doraisa, he's allowed to marry both of them. Right? Therefore, we're not going to allow Chalitza because Midarabana he's not allowed to. Therefore, Midarabana, we're going to require Chalitza on both women. Okay? Because one of them is an Isser Mitzvah. Reb Shimon said, Shtei Achayos, two sisters, Gesundheit, Lo Choletzes, V'lo Mitzvah Bemeth, Gesund. Two sisters don't get Chalitza or Yibam, says Rashi on top. V'hacha, Amai Bai Chalitza. Why do they require Chalitza? Ha'kivon, Zimidaraisa, Chazil Yivume Zikukihi, Sins Minatora. There's nothing wrong with these two women. What's the problem, by the way, of marrying two sisters? What's the problem when two sisters fall to you in Yibam? The answer is, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Acho Ziku Kaso. There's nothing wrong with them. You can't marry both of them. You can marry one of them. He said, no. And we require Chalitza. Says Rav Shimon, they don't even need Chalitza. Right? Says Rashi, Amai boy Chalitza, Kivan de Midaraisa Chazil Yibume, Zikuka, he. It's like any two sisters. Shinasu Tsaro Zulazu. Reb Shimon Poter Achotzikos Mechalita. Reb Shimon tells us Poter. So why is over here the Mishnah say anonymously, Lechora, uniformly, that they require Chalita and not Yivam? Gzeira Mishum Isser Mitzvah de Alma. It's a Gzeira for a Stam Isser Mitzvah. Why? Says Rashi. Gzeira Mishum Isser Mitzvah de Alma. If you allow these two women to go without Yibam and without Chalitza, you know what's going to happen? Man de Chazi, someone who's watching this, Savar, is going to think, time alav misham achos zekuka. The reason wasn't because of achos zekuka. That wasn't the reason. Ella, the reason was, mishum de iser mitzvah havi ke'erva. There's an iser mitzvah here, which is like an erva, upatura me Chalitza. And the Isser Mitzvah is parter from Chalitza. For Asi Lemiftar, Isser Mitzvah the Amad, Lava Chayes Mechalitza. In other words, if we allow these two women to go without Chalitza, people are going to make a mistake. And what are they going to think? They're going to think that a Shnia doesn't get Chalitza. Just like here, a Shnia is not getting Chalitza. They're not going to realize that the reason a Shnia is not getting Chalitza here is because it's two sisters. They're not going to realize that. They're going to say, look at this. If Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven's married to Shimon's grandmother or something, right? Then Reuven dies. Shimon does not chalitza. That's not true. There is chalitza. That's a huge problem, right? So therefore, when two sisters fall, we require chalitza. Everyone got that? Ask the Gemara. So hatinach ihi. That makes sense for the wife, for the shnia. What about the sister? The achosa ma'ikal amemar. What are people going to say about that sister? Why does that sister need chalitza? Right? So the Gemara answers, Gzeira achosa mishum lasa dede. It's a Gzeira, the sister, atu the sister. In other words, what's the Gzeira? The Gzeira is that we it's such a far Gzeira. We don't want anyone to think that Isser Mitzvah's mutter, therefore, the Isser Mitzvah is like an Isser Erva, and therefore, it doesn't require Chalitza at all, therefore, we give Chalitza to this one. What about the other sister? Is nothing wrong with that sister? According to Shimon, that sister goes off without Chalitza. Because why? Because it's an Achos Zekuka, so I'm giving a Chalitza. It's a gzeira. Atu, the sister, you have to give chalitza to for another gzeira. What's the other gzeira? The people should think that Isser Shnios don't go off scot-free. That's fine. That's just one big gzeira. So how come in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, we don't say the same thing? If Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter, and he has another wife, what happens? Both women, no yibim, no chalitza. Why don't we make a gzeira?
It's an erva.
What?
It's an erva.
Right, so.
People know about it.
So, ha, gabi erva lo gazminan. But in the first Mishnah, we don't make such a gzeira. The Gemara answers, right. Shani erva, demigmar gemiri lo inchi. Everybody knows that. Nobody's going to make a mistake about that. Vikala islay. Everybody knows the kol. Everybody knows about that. Good? Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay. Shlosha achin, three brothers. Shnayim nesuin shtei achayos. Two are married to two sisters. Ve'echad mufne. And one's a single guy. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Levi's single. Meis echad bale achayos. One of the wives, one of the husbands of one of the sisters, dies. Va'asaba mufna maimer. And Levi does maimer on that woman. Okay? So far so good? So let's say, what's the case? Okay. Va'achar kach meis achiv hasheni. And then the other brother dies. Well, right. Right. So what happened? So one second, let's just read it. Beishamai omrim ishto imo. Now, let's say there was no maimer for a second. So what happened? Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Reuven died. Levi's waiting what to do with this woman. Should I do yibum? Should I do chalitza? Right? No issues right now. While he's waiting, Shimon died. Now what happened? Now it's two sisters. Now there's a problem. The problem is now he can't marry either one. However, that's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is he gave Maimer to Reuven's wife.
Sort of married to her.
He gave Maimer to Reuven's wife, so he's sort of married to her already. Are they fully married?
No.
They're Durabanan married.
Right?
Now what? So now it's a machlokes Beishamai Beisilil. Beishamai Omrim, Ishto Imo. He could stay married to her. Rashi explains, in the Rashi in the Mishnah, Ishto Imo, Dimaimar Kikinusa Damya. Maimer is like marriage. V'chinafla achosa, and when Shimon dies, and now Shimon's wife, which is the sister of this woman who got Maimer, now she's on the scene. V'chinafla achosa, lo mitzterahach aleha mishom achosa kukaso. It's not a problem of achosa kuka. You know why? Because Reuven's wife is not a zakuka anymore. She's bona fide married. How'd that happen? She got Maimer. No, we never did.
It's the same exact case, but just without it saying specifically like this. Because we know what Beis Shammai says, we know what Beis Hillel says already, and we know all the problems with marrying two sisters.
Okay, but we never had this exact case. We never had a case of Maimer thrown in.
No.
Maimer changes everything here. That's the problem. We never had Maimer before. Maimer changes everything. By the way, if you read, each Mishnah is another wrinkle. Mm. Right? You're not going to have a repetition.
I mean, we had the machlokas before what they say about Maimer, whether
exactly.
It's considered a marriage or not.
Just,
but not in this way.
But we didn't have it in the Mishnah.
We didn't have it in the Mishnah. They brought it down. They brought it down. Right. This is the place.
Yeah.
By the way, even more so, listen to this. Vahalazu. And what about the second wife? Teite Mishama Chosisha. She leaves without, Rashi says, Achman Chalitza, no Chalitza. Why? She's a bona fide erva. She's my wife's sister. No Chalitza at all. Right? Ubeshil Omrim? Absolutely not. Motzi as Ishto beget Uba Chalitza. The one he gave Maimer to. Now what happened? He did Maimer. He didn't do anything more than Maimer. He didn't marry her really. Just did Maimer. So now the sister, now Shimon's wife died. Now what's going on? Two women here. What's the story? He has to give Maimer, he has to give a get to the one he gave Maimer to.
To get rid of the Maimer.
To get rid of the Maimer. And then he has to give a Chalitza to this woman also, and Chalitza to the other one. Right? So Motzi Ishto beget ubechalitza, the Ashes achiv bechalitza, right? And the Zuhi Shamru, and this is where Hillel said, Oy lo al Ishto, woe is to the wife, the Oy lo al Ashes achiv, and woe is to the wife's brother. Because this is a case where he tried to do the right thing, he did Maimer, and you know what? He loses both of them. He can't marry.
It's not the wife's brother, it's the brother.
The brother's wife. Okay? Good? This is a tragedy. What was this? He tried, wanted to. Not going to have either of them. Now the Gemara says, Zuhi lemute mai. What does this come to exclude? Lemute dach to Rabbi Yoshua. It comes to exclude the case of Rabbi Yoshua. Dolo avdin and kavase. We don't hold like him. We hold like Rabbi Gamliel, or we hold like Rabbi Elazar. What's the case? The case is like this.
I can't possibly. How do you have a Gemara like this? It's just so cryptic.
I know.
You can make it up now.
I know. The case is like this. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven's married to Rachel. Shimon's married to Leah. The problem is that Leah is a katana, and she's married to Shimon via a marriage d'rabbanan, meaning her father was not alive. So the marriage between Shimon and Leah is only a din d'rabbanan. Now what happened? Understand why it's a din d'rabbanan? Because she's a katana. Her father didn't marry her off. Now what happened? Reuven died. Now Rachel, Reuven's wife, falls to Shimon and Yibum. That's a d'oraisa issue. Shimon now is married to d'rabbanan to Leah. So what do we do in such a case? What do you do in such a case? What? So Rabbi Yeshua says like this: Give Leah a get. Give her a get. She's gone. Now, can you marry Rachel? No, because you're not allowed to marry the sister of someone you divorced. Achol's girushaso. So what happens? You give Leah a get, and you give Rachel chalitza. You don't get either of them. Says the Gemara, that's not what we do. We don't hold like that. That's Rabbi Yeshua, where you lose also both women. You were happily married to this Leah. Now your brother died. You're stuck with this Rachel. What do? Give Leah a divorce. So she's gone. Then you can take care of the Yibam. How do you do that? Give her chalitza. Says, we don't hold like that. We hold like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer. What is Rabbi, one of the, I don't remember which one. I think Rabbi Gamliel says like this. What do? You don't do anything. Leah is happily married to you. You tell Leah like this: we're going to wait now till she turns 12. Once she turns 12, she's a gedola. Once she's a gedola, she cannot do miyun. She comes home. Her 12th birthday, she comes home. She spends the night with her new husband. According to everybody, that solidifies the marriage, turns the marriage into a d'oraisa marriage. Now, Rachel goes off scot free. Why? Because she's married. It's an erva.
Rachel was the child.
Rachel was the adult. So Rachel now can, now her brother, her Rachel's sister's husband, cannot do yivam on Rachel because it's his wife's sister. Right. Cannot do chalitza. It's his wife's sister. She can go now, get married. She can go back on the market. That's what one of them says. The other one says no. Tell Leah to do miyun. That retroactively undoes the marriage. And now, if she wants, he can marry Rachel. If he wants, he can do Yim on Rachel. And if he wants, he can do Chalitz on Rachel. It's all his choice.
Probably my clothes, whether it's Zika or
not. Right, right. What? Leah does Mion. Leah's gone. Leah does Mion, she's out of the picture. Right? So in other words, when we sit over here, woe to the husband, woe to the wife number one, and woe to wife number two, what does that mean? Not in this case now. What does it mean? What does it come to exclude? Don't think it comes to exclude the case with the two sisters. One's a gadol, one's a katana. You don't divorce one and then lose the other one also. That's not Rabbi Yeshua said that. We don't hold like that. The other two options are either you keep Leah, or you Leah doesn't mean, and you keep Rachel. You can do Yiman Rachel if you want. You get one and one. Not like Rabbi Yeshua said. Okay? It's such a whole long hack. It's such a, like, you're right, Michael. It's one line. Now look at Rabbi Yeshua, either like Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Now, Rabbi Elazar says like this. This is very hard. It's a machlokas, what Rabbi Elazar means, or there's another version of this. But this is what Rabbi Elazar says. Lo tema, don't say that Maimer le Beishamai kone kinyan gomer. Don't say, when Beishamai said that Maimer is like a marriage, he didn't really mean that. He didn't really mean it's like a marriage. What he meant was, that what? That once I do Maimer, Now it's like I'm married, and if I change my mind, and I don't like her anymore, I didn't live with her yet. I can get rid of her with a get? Absolutely not. You gotta have to get rid of her with a get and chalitza. Don't think a get's good enough. It's not a bona fide marriage. Ella, rather, maimer libei shamai. What does it mean, maimer libei shamai? Eino kona, it's not really a kinyan. Ella lidchos pitzara bilvad. All it does is get rid of the tzara. That what? Like Rashi says, chlomar, lidchos achosa, to push off the sister, shalota asr lezu mishem achosikuka. Remember what we said? Beishamai said in the Mishnah, is Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies. Levi's deciding, what should I do with this woman? You know what? I'm going to give her Mimer. Then Shimon dies. Right. Now, Minatora, Derachos, Zikuka, two sisters. Right. Says Beishamai, no, don't worry about it. You can stay married. Right? You can stay married. Why? Because he gave Mimer. Don't think that means that Mimer is a full-fledged marriage. It's not true. You know what it does? It's enough that the sister now is not a part of the chozikuka. And if you want, you can further now go stay married to this one. Okay. The one you gave Maimer to. What about other rules of marriage? None of that apply. The only thing that happened here is that there's no iser, like why? Because Maimer is derabanan, and a chozikuka is derabanan. So the rabbanan said, when you do Maimer, we're not going to let a chozikuka be a problem, says Beis Shammai. Right? Well, are you fully married? No. What other rules of marriage? None of that applies. Just as one din. What if you change your mind? You know what? I don't like her. I changed my mind. You have to give her a get and chalitza. Why? Because they're not really married. They're just married enough that there's no problem with the tzara. Well, with the other sister. That's all. It's the only thing this did. Amar of Oven, Afana Nami Tanina. The truth is that our Mishnah said that. Why? How did Mishnah say that? Our Mishnah said, Beishamai Omrim Yikaimu. Beis Shammai said, in the case of the Mishnah, what happened? There were four brothers. Two brothers married two sisters. And then what happened? Then the two brothers died. So the two sisters fell to two brothers. So we said, since they're both sisters to each other, that creates a zika to each other. And therefore, not Levi can't do Yibam, or Yibam, and Yehuda can't do Yibam. On either one. Right? Then Beis Shammai said, and what if they went ahead and married them? Levi married one, and Yehuda married one. Beis Shammai said they could stay married. How can Beis Shammai say that? Beis Shammai said they could stay married. And Beis Hillel said, absolutely not. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Yikaimu. Yikaimu in. Yeah, if they did a little bit, the Eved will allow them to stay married. The Chachil will know. Absolutely not. Now, if Maimer is worked so well, if Maimer is such a gewaltige connection, so then, Zeh Yasa Maimer V'yikneh, Vizem Masayam of Yikna. Let Levi give Maimer to one. Let Yehuda give Maimer to the other. Bona fide marriages, right here. Right? Rashi says on top. Zeh Yasa Maimer Bo Bazu. One will give Maimer to this one. Viyikna Osa Kinyan Gomer Leos Ishto. Doyin Isser Maimer. Right? Vitate Achosa Ameyalov. Vilahavi Hachachosa Kukasa Viyikna Saz Ishto. It's not a problem. Right? And then the same thing with Yehuda. Let Yehuda do Maimer, and it's all good. Why is it only Bidyavid? Ella, so what do you see from here? So therefore, what do you see from here? It's not a Kinyan Gomer. Right? One second. Right? So the truth is, what Ravavin just said is not even a good raya, right? Because we're trying to prove that Beis Shammai holds that only thing Maimer does is not create a problem of achozakuka, right? So what do? We just said like this: Beis Shammai said if they get married b'diavad, they can stay married. So, which means b'lechachil they can't stay married. Why not? Do Maimer, then he can stay married. So the truth is not even a good raya. The raya works against Beis Shammai. Right? So do I ask that question? Elamai, ducha dechia gemura? What are you talking about? Dechia dechia gemura. Look at Rashi. Elamai, nihi nami delo kani kinyan gomer. It's not a valid marriage, 100% marriage. Ha amarta, docha betzara. It pushes off the tzara. Fetikshalach, nami, yasamayim vizu, vidilcha achosa, vichan sezishto. In other words, what kind of raya is that? Just the opposite. By the fact that Beis Shammai said they're only married b'di'evet, it's a raya that doesn't work. That's not what it does. Why not? Exactly. The fact that Beis Shammai doesn't hold from that proves the opposite way. Right? If Beis Shammai held that Maimer was good enough to push off the sister, then do Maimer. Right. You're trying to bring a raya that supports Beis Shammai? It's the opposite. It doesn't support Beis Shammai.
Totally different case.
Why?
Because in the case that he's bringing down, the two fall, when the two fall, they're both usser.
Exactly. You're always going to say that now. Maimer dehetera dachi. Now a heter Maimer works. What's a heter Maimer? Heter Maimer is as follows. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven dies. Shimon says, oh, I always liked her. She's such I'm going to give her Maimer. That was a heter Maimer. Heter Maimer. What happened? A day later, the Shimon died. But when I gave the Maimer, that was a heter. Says Beis Shammai, it pushes off the Tzara. It pushes off the other sister. Here, what happened? Reuven and Shimon both died. So Levi turns to Yehuda. Which one do you like? Right? All right, I'll give her Maimer, and I'll give her Maimer. Now it's too late. Right? What are you doing? You're trying to do Maimer to undo the Achoz Zekuka, which already exists. That's that you can't do. You hear? When the first one dies, and then you do Maimer, you did Maimer Beheter. Here, you do Maimer Beisser. Now it's not going to work. Right? Maimer Beheter Dachi. The Isur Lo Dachi. Hachanami. Maimer. Afilu Manda Amar Maimer Kona Kinyan Gomer. Even if you want to tell me it works, that it creates some bona fide marriage, that's only Maimer Dehetera Kani. The Isur Lo Kani. That's the first story. The first shot is that Maimer, that according to Beis Shammai, it only works to push off the sister. That's all it does. It's all the benefit you get out of it. Ravashi Mas Nihachi. Amar Belazar. That Ravashi learned, Rav Elazar said, "Lo teim amayim le Beis Shammai dachi dechia gemura v'tzaras achalitza nami lo bayi." Don't say that it works so bona fide that the sister doesn't need chalitza. Ella dacha, it pushes off the sister, but umeshayer lahu. There's something left over. What does that mean? Something left over? Rashi says, "De bayi chalitza im bas li nase." In other words, what happened here? Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Levi's also a brother. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven dies. What does Levi do? He does Maimer on Rachel. Then Shimon dies. What's the story with Leah? So in the first version, what? Leah's a sister. So Beis Shammai said, you can stay married to Rachel. What happens to Leah? In the first version, she goes off free. In this version, she goes off free, but she has to get chalitza. She doesn't ruin the maimer that was done. According to both of them, the maimer done doesn't get ruined. What happens to the other sister? Either nothing, or she has to get chalitza. In this version, Ravashi says, there's mishayah, it's left over. You can stay married to Rachel, but there's leftover problem with Leah. What's the leftover problem? You must give her chalitza. Rashi could, right? Amr of oven, we said that in our Mishnah. Beis Shammai Omrim Yikaimu. Right? Beis Shammai said, when the four brothers and the two of them die, and the two brothers marry two sisters, you can stay married. Yikaimu in l'chachila lo. That implies, Yikaimu implies b'di'eved, na l'chachila. Now, v'yisal g'dedach maimu le'Beis Shammai docha d'chia gemura, if maimu is so strong to push off the other sister, ze yase maimu v'yidche, v'ze maase maimu v'yidche. Then why don't you do maimu? Right? Why don't you do maimu? Ve'elo ha'katani Beis Shammai omrim, ishto imo, Beis Shammai said that the wife stays with you, v'halozu, and the other one, teitzei mishum achozisha. She leaves because of achozisha. Right? By the way, which implies, but that implies no chalitza. That implies no chalitza. The second one can go out. What about chalitza? No, don't say a word. Rashi said, Rabbi Elazar said, no, Rabbi Elazar interpreted it, no, with chalitza. That's not what the Mishnah seems to imply. Ella, so the Gemara says like this, Yivama dechazia, if, okay, how do you read this? Yivama dechazia, if the Yivama is appropriate for you, lekulhu, chazi, lemiktsasa, then maima will work. In other words, in the case we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Levi's not married. What happens? Reuven dies. Now, can Shimon do Yibam on this sister? On this woman? Absolutely not. Can Levi? Why not? Says the Gemara now that since Shimon cannot do Maimer on Rachel, he can't. Why not? Because he can't marry her. Then it's a weak Yivama, and therefore Maimer from Levi won't work because she's not eligible to both of them. Right? Ella Yivama the Chazio Lakulu. If a Yivama is appropriate for everybody, Chazio Limitzasa. Then she's appropriate for partly, meaning Mimer. Yavama delo chazio lekulu, if she's not appropriate for everybody, lo chazio lemitzasa, she's not appropriate for anybody. What?
Is kulu talking about everybody? Is kulu talking about Yibam and Chalitza?
No, Yibam and Chalitza. I'm sorry, Yibam and Chalitza.
It's not right. Talking about the people.
No, it's talking about, it means both for Yibam and both for Chalitza. Right, okay. That's what it means. It doesn't mean the people. It means Yibam and Chalitza. So Shimon cannot do Yibam on this woman. He can only do Chalitza. Levi can do both.
Yeah. That's right. The ramifications of this are huge.
I mean, so look at Rashi. Ella, it's right where we are. Ella Yivama Dechazia, Klomar. El olam docha dechia gemura. Really, doing mimer pushes off a very good pushing off. With the kashalach hasam nami lidchi. So how come in our mishnah we didn't say that? In the other mishnah, in the first mishnah of this parak, how come we didn't say that? Lo dami lemasnisan dehacha. Time is the same. Dechi naflo avad mimer havichazi lekulu. When Reuven died, Levi was able to do his good. What?
No. I'm saying. The kulamili, the yom liyashabe.
The hacha, 1 second. Where am I? The kulamili, the yom liyashabe. Right. Falachol. It's origin of chalitza.
For that one guy.
Hilkach chazi lemitzasayhu lemaimer.
Right.
Therefore, he can do maimer. The maimer chazia, the maimer dachya achosa lichishatifol, and that will push off the sister when she will fall. When will she fall? When Shimon dies. Avol hasam. But over there in the first mishnah, tarvayu nafli kod demaimer. They both fell before anyone did maimer. It's the same answer as before. That's really like an isser. It one's heter, one's isser.
It depends.
V'lo chazi l'kulu mili di yivama, lo chazi l'mitzasa. L'fikach ein mimer docha lechosa. Therefore the mimer won't work.
Mimer will only work if you could do yivam or chalitza.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Mimer will only work if you could do yivam or chalitza. So in this case, when Reuven died, Levi could do chalitza or yivam. Therefore mimer will work. In the first case, what happened? Four brothers. Two brothers died. They died at the same time, you have to say. No one did Mimer.
Right.
So now they're both sitting here. And you can't do Mimer. Why can't you do Mimer? Because you can't do Yibam. Okay.
I don't know, it's a lot. That's different than what you said a minute ago.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there's different levels.
Right. I take that back. I'm sorry. Okay, next. Boy Rabba. Rabba asked the following question. Mimer le Beishamai. According to Beishamai, Mimer over here, right, which we're saying is a very good Kenyan, right? Nisuin Ose or Erison Ose? Does it accomplish Nisuin? Or is it just Erison? Okay? Because there's a difference. There are very few differences between Erison and Nisuin. What are they? Number one, Bia. That's not Mutter by Erison, Mutter by Nisuin. What else? There are two other things. Yerusha. Do you Yarshin your wife if you only have Erison? No. And the second one is Tumah. Do you have to bury your wife if you only have Erison, if you're a Kohen? Are you Matami for her? Those are the only two differences. Those are three differences. Right? Bia, which and then Tuma and Yerusha.
Didn't we just say that Beishamai says that Mimer is not of complete kingdom? And
right.
Now you're talking about what type of complete
Exactly. So Amalei Abaya, Lamayin Afkamina. What's the difference? What's your question? Elei Mali Yerusha. Are you talking about Yerusha? Or Vili Tamala? Or Tuma, there's one more difference by the way. Or Lahafer Nidareha, or to be made for her Nidarim, because if you only have Erison, you need the father also to be involved.
Right.
If you're in Suin, it's only you. Those are the only three differences. Is that the differences? So Hashta, Arusa Ba'alma, if it's a real gender, bona fide Arusa, a guy walks up to a woman, gives her a ring, in front of Aiden, now they're Arusa. So Tani Rabchia, Ishto Arusa, Lo'onain, there's no Aninus for such a woman, Lo Matamila, you don't become Tomei for her. V'chein he, also she, lo onenes. She doesn't become an onen for you. Lo matame lo. She doesn't become Tomei for you.
What?
1 minute. Misa. Misa. What Mesa, if she dies, ain't no Yoreshes. You know, you're yarshin her. Mace. Who? Govek. Suvasa. Okay, the ksuvah she does get. So, other than Maimer Baya, do you have a question on Maimer? Whatever, right? What's your question? If Arusa, this is not Arusa, right? Why is Maimer better than an Arison? So an Arison, how can it be better than an Arison? Right? It can't be better than Arison. You didn't do it, all you did was give her money or star. It can't be better than that. So if this is halacha by Arison, what's your question by Maimer? What's your question? So just before you get to the answer, look at Rashi. Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, what did the Gemara just say? The Gemara just said that a woman can't become tamei for a man. Right? And by the way, when it says that a man can't become tamei for a woman, what does that mean? Only a kohen. Only a kohen. If a kohen's married to a woman, and the arusa, there's no nesuit, there's no tumah if she dies. What about a regular Yisrael? There's no issue. You want to do it, do it. You don't want it, you don't have to. Whatever you want. What about a kohenes? So the Mishnah, the Gemara here says that kohenes is not matami for her husband. If all they have is, says Rashi, ain't a tzricha lehetzasek bo. Right? She doesn't have to be busy with his funeral. Right? She doesn't have to be busy with it. She doesn't have to be busy with her funeral. All they have is erison. Right? V'lav dafka nakat. There's no reason why the Gemara said this. Right? Why? V'lo mitamis. There's no tumah anyway. Benos Aaron lo huzer al tumah. There's no such thing of a bat kohen caring about tumah. No such thing. So what does the Gemara mean when it said she can't become tumah for him? Doesn't say, it said it for no reason. Because it's parallel to him. They want to be parallel. He can't, she can't. But Lamaisa, what's the issue? Then Rashi says something else. Ela aidi dinaka lo onenes deistroch la lay. It was necessary to say she doesn't become an onin. That was necessary. She does not become an onin. It said also threw it in. She doesn't become tummy for him. And but there's no value to that statement. Then Rashi says,
what about Meiser?
What?
Why do you Meiser? If she's tummy, she can't eat Meiser.
Truma.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, I don't know.
So that could be the reason he says.
So then Rashi says, the boy lemisni tarti bidida bidide bidida bidide. So it mentions both to be parallel. Then Rashi says, kach shamati. That's what I heard. V'li nira, I think a different thing. V'lo metama, kigon regel. We're talking about any Jew, any Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to become tar on a regel. Kigon regel. She Yisrael muzarin ala tuma min nivlasam lo sigo. The Masechta Rosh Hashanah. And what? And a woman has to also become tar by a regel? What?
She's going up with him, she does.
Right? Right?
But she has no reason to go up. She's not the sort to go up.
She goes up with him.
So she doesn't have a sibling. She doesn't
so is that what it means? The answer is, that's what it means.
Yeah.
Right?
But she didn't have
first shot, well, it doesn't mean anything.
That's a
thief. That's not the thief. So if she has to go up. So if she wants to?
If she's going. If she's going. So you can't go and be tummy. So what if her husband died from Arison? And she says, oh, I have to be busy with this funeral. I'm going to you have to visit 2 days from now. I'm not going to become tar. The answer is, she doesn't have to be busy with it. Why? Because they only married with Arison. Right? Very interesting, Rashi. Okay? Next. So anyway, the question remains. How could Maimer be better than Arison? So if Arison, none of this matters, why should it matter about Maimer? How could Maimer be better?
Maimer's
more strong. How so? It's only their Rabbanan marriage.
It's only their Rabbanan marriage, but he already has divided the whole Zika. He's already connected to her already.
I understand, but so it can't be more, no.
Just solidified.
See, but you're only talking about something that's valid on the Rabbanan level. How can it be stronger than something that's valid on the Raisa level?
Right. Right. How can it be more than giving a mamash a real ring to a girl? Can't be more. Can't be worse. How can it be? So the Gemara says, you're right. El, the Indian Masira L'chupa, my question was only, but you're right. I agree with you. Whatever applies by Arison will apply by Maimer as well. Can't be more. My question was, do you have to have a chuppah, which is a definition of nisuin? Nisuin, oseh, v'lo bar misiru l'chuppah, does Maimer satisfy that requirement also? O dilma, Arison oseh, ubayi misiru, Arison oseh, it accomplishes Arison, but ubayi misiru l'chuppah. You still have to have misira l'chuppah. Amalei, 1 second. That answer makes no sense. Hashta, let's say lo of a mimer. Let's say you didn't do mimer, right? Siv yivama yavol el bakarcha. So do you need a chuppah for Yibum? No. What's the Avid Ba Maimer Mibaya? Now that I did Maimer, now I need a chuppah. That can't be. Right? Amalei. No, it's not true. Shani Om, listen to this. Shani Om, I say, Kala Ose Maimer. If you do Maimer, what happens is, you be a Vimto in your sister-in-law. Parcha Mimenu Zikas Yibum. The Zika of Yibum goes away. That's opposite of what you said. The Zika of Yibum goes away. V'chal alav Zikas Erison. And it turns into a regular marriage. Yeah. You did. You gave Mimer. The Zika went away by the Mimer. And now it's like a regular girl. And a regular girl, you have a chuppah.
The truth is, enough, we know that because what happens if after Mimer if you have to do a get?
Exactly. Exactly. That's a good point, right? Exactly. We need chalitz also.
But you just said you're not
connected. I'm saying,
wait, that's a reality.
Huh? Who
says
that? Rabbi Gazer. Well, seriously.
Yes, Rabbi Eliezer. The question is, are we talking about Rabbi Eliezer's Stam or Rabbi Ashi's version of Rabbi Eliezer? That I'm not sure about. Because as Michael pointed out, we said this Zik is not so strong. Now we're asking the Kasha, but is it like a Yivama? Is it like a Nesuin? So we just said it's not so strong. Anyway, you hear? My, what's the story here? Tashma, Shomeres Yavam, Ben Yavam Echad, Ben Shnei Yibin. Let's say like this. Let's say the case is like this.
How can you do that? How can a Derabana take away their right to the Zikah?
What?
How can a Derabana do that?
Right. So we're going to try to bring him back. Listen to this. There's a Shomeres Yavam. Right? What happened? There's a Shomeres Yavam. Reuven died. And now, there's a Zika now between Reuven's wife, Rachel, and Shimon and Levi. And let's say Rachel makes a neder now. Could they be made for the neder? Two men, the two brothers. One of them could do Yim on her. They just didn't get around to it yet. And she makes a neder. I'm not going to go to either of these horrible people, right? Could she do that? Could she make such a nether? What? So she can make a nether. Can they be made for it? So Tashma, Shomeres Yavam, Bein Yavam Echad, Bein Shnei Yibmin, doesn't matter if there's one or two, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yifer. Either of them, or together, they can be made for the nether. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Le'echad V'lo L'shnayim. Now, only if there's one brother. That's a much stronger Zika. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo le'echer v'lo l'shnayim. Now, Rabbi Akiva says, not one, not two. No, nobody can. Vavinan ba, 1 second. Bishlom, Rabbi Akiva, Savar, Ein Zika, Afil L'chad. If you hold Ein Zika, no connection. How can they be made for the Nadar? Nadar. Rabbi Yeshua L'chad, Yesh Zika, L'tre, Ein Zika. Rabbi Yeshua will say one, yes, two, not. El Rabbi Lazar, what did he say? He said even two. That doesn't make any sense. Nihi nami dikasavar yesh zika. He holds yesh zika. Fine. Bishlam alachad mefer el letrei amai. Why two? Right. Amar of Ami hachamai skinan kigon to avad ba mimer. No. One of them did mimer. Ube shamaihi to amar mimer konya kinyan gamur. So what do you see from here? That you're allowed to be made for the neder of your balas mimer. You hear that?
It's like an arison instead of an nesuin.
Right.
And then that's not one of the things that you can do.
Right. But then we said that can't be true. Then we said that when you give Mimer, she turns into a regular girl. The Gemara's going to ask you a question in a second. If you tell me that Mimer does nesuin, that makes perfect sense. How can he do that? He's the father to do it with you as a partner. What does it mean? Yeah, the partner means the husband, the father also was here. You're right.
What if it's an older girl?
What? The father was also here. Now, 1 second. But according to Rabbi Elazar, that said, all Mimer does is push off the sister. That's all it does.
Right?
Am I made for Bishutfitz? How does that work? It doesn't work for that. It just works to push off the sister. It doesn't work to be made for the Darim. Amalach Rabbi Elazar, Eimar de Amriana, Eino Kona, El Lukhas Kutsar Bavad, Delo Sagi La Begita. All I say is, Amalach Rabbi Elazar, Eimar de Amri Ana, Eino Kona, El Lichos Utsar Bulvad, Velo Sagi La Begita. That it's not an. What?
You need also Chalitza.
El Aboin Ani Chalitza. Right? Lehefrin Adarel, Mi Amrinon. I didn't mention that. I didn't say anything about that. It's not Kasha. I didn't say anything about that. Believe by Tema, or another answer. Amalach or Belazar, Lord Nachman by Yitzchak. One second. How could you tell me? There's one of the fathers here also. Mikatani Yifro, they will be Mefer. That's not what it said. It said Yifro Katani. He will be Mefer. Shut the father into this. El Hachamay Eskinan Sha'am the Badin. Now, don't know what the story is. What happened was there was only one brother, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died, so Shimon's supposed to be Iman Rachel or Chalitza. He's not doing anything. How long is this woman going to wait for her brother-in-law to get his act together? Either give me Yim or give me Chalitza. What's the story with you? A year goes by, still sitting around. So what does she do? She goes to Beis Din. And Beis Din says, you know what? You have to support her now. We can't force you. You're dragging your feet. We'll force you monetarily. You have to support her now. What she was doing till now, I'm not sure. Maybe the Ksuva, I don't know. It's his obligation to support her. Oh, Amdu Badin. She went to Beis Din to get out. He's out, right? Upasku la mezonos mishalol, and Beis Din forcing him to support her. Ukedurf Pinchas mishmei derava. Tamar Pinchas mishmei derava. Kol hanodros. Now she made a neder. Oh, now he has the right to be made for it. Why? Because he's supporting her. Kol hanodros. You make a neder. Al da. That's nothing to do with Yibam. Al das baila hi no deres. She makes the neder only knowing that he has the right to veto it. Why does he have the right to veto it? Because he's supporting her. That's all he said. Nothing to do with Mimer. Nothing to do with that. It's nothing to do with Mimer at all. The only question was, when did she come to the... Right, that's the whole story. All right?
Answer the question, though.
No, we didn't answer the question. So the question, Mistama, is, we didn't answer the question. But don't say it's a kash on me, because I'm holding her when she went to Beis Din. So we don't know what Mimer will do in that case. All right? We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.